We welcome all of you this morning on this second Sunday of Advent, and we welcome our guests and visitors who are visiting with us. We look forward to this Sunday. This is a special Sunday where we put our kids in charge of the morning worship. We're looking forward to that this morning. If you look in your bulletins, you'll see announcements this morning that I will not go over, but there are several announcements that you need to remember. Always remember the Christmas service is coming up, our Christmas Eve service, and our live nativity. And we need help right now with the live nativity. There is no speaking parts for the live nativity scene. That's a good thing, but we do need participants. So if you can help out with the live nativity, just speak to Rachel, and she'll put you in somewhere. Also, we need people to sign up to bring cookies for the live nativity. Also, if you look in your boxes, Rachel and I put out an invitation. It's celebrate the holiday season. We are inviting people. We're inviting all of you to our house next Sunday from 2 to 4. It is not an open house. My wife told me it's not an open house. It's a fellowship time. We want a time of fellowship. We want the church to come. And if you do not have a box, and if you want an announcement, just talk to Rachel and I, and we'll make sure you get one. And Earl this morning has an announcement.
Good morning. Just a reminder about Christmas caroling for the community next week. It's Saturday, and it'll be from 5:30 to 7, and we're going to meet here at the church at 5:15. There'll be two other churches joining us. It will be a Fairhaven Mennonite Church and a Hubert Mennonite Church from north of town, and they'll be joining us, and we'll be going out caroling. We have a list of people to carol for. If anyone would like to go yet, please let me know. Otherwise, meet here at 5:15. Thank you. Choir practice on Wednesday night will start at 7 instead of 7:30. We're getting ready for the cantata next week, and you need a little extra time. So 7 o'clock for the choir members. Thank you.
Any other announcements this morning? Let's enter into a time of worship as we have the Advent reading and the candle lighting.
Responsive reading. Advent is a time to watch.
We watch and hope for the Lord. O come, Emmanuel.
During Advent, we watch for hope in the midst of despair.
We watch and hope for the Lord. O come, Emmanuel.
During Advent, we watch for forgiveness in the midst of rebellion.
We watch and hope for the Lord. O come, Emmanuel.
During Advent, we watch for peace in the midst of conflict.
We watch and hope for the Lord. O come, Emmanuel.
During Advent, we watch for the presence of God in the midst of a fallen world.
We watch and hope for the Lord. O come, Emmanuel.
This morning, we light two candles. The first candle reminds us that Advent is a time of waiting. We wait in anticipation for God to fulfill every promise set forth in the Bible. The second candle reminds us that Advent is also a time of watching. We watch with expectant eyes, trusting that God is active, present, and constantly at work leading all of creation toward the plan of redemption. As we light the second candle, we ask for faith to watch for God's presence and open eyes to see all that God is doing. Watch in expectation. Open our eyes that we might see the ways you are at work around us, within us, and through us. Amen.
Let's all stand if you're able, and let's sing Joy to the World. Joy to the World. Pray. Oh God, we're thankful and joyful for the sounds and signs of Christmas all around us, Lord God. We come this morning with joyful hearts celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ in our lives into the world. We pray that you would prepare our hearts for the Lord's coming. When Jesus comes, Lord, we all need to be spiritually prepared. We pray that we would do that during these days. We thank you for this gathering this morning. We thank you for the children and those who are leading worship today, Lord, that you would just use them, Lord. We pray that we would see Jesus, the birth of Jesus in the kids' production this morning, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord, who cannot be here this morning for sickness, Lord God. We pray that you'd lift them up, Lord God. We just want to give our hearts to you right now as we enter into this time of worship, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us as we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Before we read the offertory statement, I just want to say, share a little bit about our prayer concerns this morning. In your bulletin insert, you'll see a list of names that we need to remember in prayer this morning. And we also need to remember two families right now who experience a loss in their lives. We see this announced in the bulletin. We need to remember and have our prayers extended to the Larry Miller family. Larry Miller died this past week, and we plan on having the service here Thursday at 7 o'clock. So keep the family of Larry Miller in prayer. Also, our Christian sympathies extended to Matt Sanchez and the family on the passing of Matt's uncle, Brian Morgan. So keep all those in prayer. As you can see in the bulletin this week, we always want to pray for a church in our district. And this week we're praying for the East Cacalco Church of the Brethren, and the New Beginnings Church of the Brethren is praying for us. So we'll keep all those in prayer. Turn in your bulletins and let's read together our offertory thought and prayer as we prepare to give our offerings to the Lord. Let's read 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 7 in unison. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Let us pray. God, we lift up this time of worship this morning, and as we give our offerings to the Lord, Lord, we just pray that what we give today, Lord, will extend the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lead us as a church as we use these, Lord, for ministry here, whether it's ministry here in the church or outside in our community, Lord, guide us. We pray for those, Lord, who are struggling right now financially, Lord, that you would just provide for them a special blessing. We pray that we as a church would be the hands and feet to those around us, Lord. Lead us now as we give our offerings to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The ushers can come forward as we take our morning offering, and our offertory hymn is The First Noel.
have to go to bed.
Okay, kids. You know what that sound means. It's about time to call it a day and go to bed.
What's all the commotion about?
It's the first night of Christmas break, and Dad says it's time for us to go to bed. Can't we stay up a little longer and decorate the tree?
Please, Mom! Please, Daddy!
Oh, honey, it's Christmas. The kids don't have to go to school for the next couple weeks. Can't we make an exception and do a little decorating together?
Well, I guess I don't see any reason why we can't get this tree trimmed from top to bottom.
The tree sure doesn't look very festive without decorations. We need some color.
Color indeed. Speaking of color, do y'all know that the colors of this special season have symbolic meaning?
I always been partial to silver. It reminds me of Madeline's brace she got on Christmas Eve 3 years ago.
Very funny, Hayden.
That's not exactly what I had in mind. There is great symbolism in the colors of Christmas. In fact, each color points directly to the story of Jesus as told in the Bible.
Seriously? I've been decorating for the holidays for over 30 years, and I never knew that.
Seriously? Let's start with green.
Oh, yeah. Green as in cash? As in, I hope Grandpa stuffs my stockings with Benjamins again this year?
Hello, I think Dad is talking about the tree.
You're right, Madeline. 7 feet of glorious green.
Glorious? It looks pretty dull and bare to me right now.
You have to look deeper. It's glorious because green is the color of life. We decorate evergreen trees and hang green garlands this time of year to be reminded that Jesus came to earth to give us life. Can anybody remember a place in the Bible that talks about life?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
That's right. Good job, son. God gave us Jesus so that we can have eternal life. So every time you see green at Christmas, or really any time of year,
remember that Jesus came to earth so that you can live with him forever.
It seemed all-
I'm all over it, Mom. I found some things for the mantle. There's not much Christmas color here, but I sure do love the nativity scene.
Actually, there is some important Christmas color there.
Really?
Take a look at Mary. What color is she wearing?
Blue. Blue. Hey, I got it. This is when Elvis got the idea, I got a blue, blue Christmas.
All right, Rockstar, I don't think that's what Dad wants us to remember.
Good guess, Hayden, but not quite right. In the days when Jesus was born, the color blue was worn only by nobility, people of great power and importance. Traditionally, Mary is depicted in blue clothing, signifying that she is to give birth to the King of Kings. Whenever we see Mary dressed in blue, we are to be reminded of the proclamation that the angels gave to Mary. It's found in Luke 1:30-33. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.
Wow, cool.
And that's not the only Christmas color we're looking at right now.
It's not?
No. What other color do you see?
The only thing I see is an old brown shepherd's cloak.
That's exactly right.
What? Brown? Oh, I get it. Oh, dingy brown of Bethlehem?
Oh, Hayden, you crack me up.
Dad, brown isn't a Christmas color, is it?
Absolutely. People don't often think about brown at Christmas, but there is great symbolic meaning here. The shepherds in a traditional manger scene are most often depicted in brown garments as a reminder of the color of the wooden manger where Christ laid as a baby, as well as the wooden cross where 33 years later, Christ hung as Savior of all mankind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing.
So whenever we see the shepherds dressed in brown and kneeling at the manger, we are to remember the announcement of the angel unto Joseph, found in Matthew 1:21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. We are to remember both the manger and the cross of Christ, his miraculous birth and his sacrificial death.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you.
You two are doing a fantastic job with the mantle. Hayden, what do you say you and I dig into another box and get some things hanging on the tree?
Let's do this. Look what I found, some candy canes. I got this one for sure, Dad. Candy canes are red and white. What else is red and white at Christmas? The suit of the right jolly old elf himself.
Wrong again.
You got to be kidding me. Dad said that the colors of Christmas all point to the story of Jesus. Okay, then. Red and white. Man, I give up.
I think I know.
Go ahead, Mom. What do you think?
Red is the color of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for our sins. It is the color of freedom he bought for us. It is the color of redemption, God's rescue of mankind from death and hell.
That's right. And white?
I know. If red presents the blood of Jesus, white must symbolize that Jesus' blood cleans us from sin.
Exactly.
The colors red and white are used just everywhere at Christmas, so we are always being reminded that Jesus' blood washes us white as snow.
You're right, pal. Our red and white decorations remind us that the baby in the manger became the Lamb of God, whose blood was shed for all of us, no matter who we are or what we've ever done.
The Christ child of Bethlehem became the Redeemer and Savior of all men.
I surrender my life. I need all.
look a lot more like Christmas in here.
Sure is.
Hey, look, here it is.
Great, you found the star.
I sure did. Can we put it on top the tree this year?
Sure, I'll lift you up.
Right on, thanks, Dad.
Oh, please be careful.
There, how's it look, sis? It looks beautiful. Gold!
Gold what?
The star. It's gold.
Yep, that it is.
I think I might know this one, Pops.
All right, what do you think?
I remember that when the three wise kings from the east followed the light of the star to Bethlehem, they brought the finest gifts they could find to give to Jesus. One brought myrrh, one brought frankincense, and another brought gold.
Sounds like she's got it, Dad.
Sure does. Gold is widely known as the most precious and pure gift anyone on earth can afford. People make fine jewelry out of gold. Others give away trophies made of gold. Some folks even furnish the finest palaces around the world with gold. Gold ribbons, gold medals, gold membership, it all signifies the very best.
So when we see gold at Christmas time, we should remember the three gifts of the wise king.
Yes, precisely right, Madeline. We are to remember that, just like the three kings, we should always bring our very best to Jesus in worship. We also remember that God gave us the very best life possible, everlasting life, when he raised Jesus from the dead. So we offer back our hearts and lives to God. We are to live for him to the very best of our ability, holy, set apart for his glory.
We give our best to God because he gave his best to us.
know what I think? The house looks better than ever this Christmas.
Me too.
Knowing what all the colors mean makes the decorations seem even brighter. The story comes to life in living color.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Hayden. We've recounted the whole story, color by color. Kids, I hope that whenever you deck the halls and see the colors of Christmas, you'll remember how they tell the story of Jesus.
If the congregation would like to stand, Joy to the World and Hark the Herald is in the next song to sing along.
Being surrounded by all of this vivid color makes me want to sing. Let's finish out the night in celebration. What do you say? Let's sing some carols and worship together, shall we?
And nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Let's all stand for our closing hymn, Silent Night. Let us end with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the production today, Lord, with the children, Lord, with singing songs about Jesus, Lord, and for the birth of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the talents that were shared, Lord. We just pray that this will point us, Lord, to the birth of the Christ child at this time. We pray for the ones on a prayer concern list that you would just send them your blessings and strength right now. We lift up also the family of Larry Miller and the loss of Larry. Lord, just give this family comfort and strength at this time. Also, we lift up the family of Matt Sanchez and the loss of a loved one in their family. Lord, just give them, Lord, your comfort and strength at this time of the year. As we leave here today, Lord, we pray that we would always have the hope and the joy of Jesus Christ in our hearts. Be with us now and go with us until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.